Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Speak France. It's been a minute. Let's get back into it. I first wanted to thank every single one of you who continue to tune in, who look for episodes, who continue to share them. I am so grateful and appreciative of you guys because it just keeps me going. And even when, you know, it's not a lot of people, but those two or three people that, you know, hit me up and talk about the episodes, the previous ones, and they tell me like, you know, hey, it's just, it hit them in some way or made them think about something, you know, it helps me to keep going. And so on that note, I just wanted to give you guys better quality. You know, mic issues are not going to be existent anymore. I want to give you guys some clear sounding thoughts. I'm going to have my main points really, you know, brought in so you guys know exactly what we're talking about. I'm not running on in tangents. This is my first podcast, so I want it to be, you know, authentic, but also something that you can listen to and understand it in some type of way, in a just clearer, because I feel like, you know, the past three episodes was just, you know, me testing the water. I feel like now I know kind of what I'm doing, and I want to give you guys something to really look forward to. So for this episode, I'm getting my notes out, I'm sorry guys. For this episode, I really wanted to focus on a teen recap. I just recently turned 20, so I don't want to be like I'm, you know, deep in this shit, this adult shit, but I feel like I have a lot to say about my teenage years and my childhood. But right, today is just, you know, the teenage years and how that affected my life and how I learned from it, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. I feel like I want to talk about it and relate to you guys about it, because I you know, it's important. The years are very important, because it builds who you're going to be for the next 20 plus years. You know, you go through shit and you learn shit within those teenage times that, you know, some people don't even talk about, or, you know, aren't able to overcome whatever, you know, they went through in that time. And I just want to be that voice who just tells you guys it's okay and kind of relate to you guys, tell you what I went through. And for those who are in their teenage years and are listening, I can be that voice for you guys and somebody you can understand through what you're going through right now. So I just wanted to jump into that teenage years, the recap. Let's get started. I think the first thing I went through in my teen years was definitely my mental health. I experienced loss in the form of just a decline in my mental health. Like I felt like I lost a part of myself that I couldn't really pinpoint, if that, you know, somehow makes sense to you guys. But what I mean by that is, like, I was just searching for who I was. Not through other people or anything, but I feel like that was like the darkest time for me, because I just didn't understand who I was, what I was capable of, and where I was going. And that just put me in such a dark place. Even though, like, you know, as kids you learn to just brush it off at sometimes, but you get to those low points when you're by yourself. And don't let anybody discredit you if, you know, that's what you're going through now. But you get to that point, and I think as a teenager you get like that because of, you know, hormonal changes. Not only are you going through, you know, body changes, but hormonal, where that's inside, that, you know, chemical imbalances, it's just, you can't help that. And they don't talk about that with us, you know what I mean? I feel like I was blessed to have such a strong, independent mind, but also a good mom who somehow always knew what to say, that never discredited how I felt, but always just made me think out of that, like out of the box that I felt like I was in. My childhood was a childhood, you know, it was the ups and downs of it. And I didn't take that much trauma from what I went through, but in my teenage years, I feel like for some reason that was such a traumatic time for me. I experienced loss of myself, and I think that's just where, that's how I can describe to you why it was just so traumatic. I just experienced discomfort and uncomfortability in who I was, and I didn't know how to break out of that for a long time. And when I did, I would hold on to things that I just shouldn't have. You know, it was just like, it was never a balance, and it was always like an up and down thing. And then, you know, it doesn't help that you have friends who are going through the same thing as you, and you're like, this is how I cope. You know, like, they're coping like that, maybe I should cope like that. I never looked outside of how to cope differently. It was always like, just for me, I would isolate myself, right? I was an isolator. You wouldn't hear from me for a minute because I just didn't know what the hell was going on with myself mentally. I would always just take a step back. I appreciate it now because I could have did so many other things to combat how I was feeling, but I chose to step back from everything. And I appreciate that. And I think that's what I want to have you guys understand, right? In your teenage years, you're going to experience the loss and the grief. And if you haven't and you felt like you haven't, then you are one of the lucky ones. But those that have, who, you know, did and are going through that grief, the loss, whether that's, you know, of your identity like me, or a loss of a friend, a parent, a loved one, that really just turned your world topsy-turvy. And it kind of carries you throughout the rest of your, it carries on with you throughout the rest of your teenage years. I just want to say is to, you know, take a step back. And it's not, and I know right now it seems like it's so consuming, but once you take just a little bit of a step back where you just look into yourself and what your soul, what you're grieving at, you're able to find some type of comprehension, right? I think the best thing I could have did was, you know, taking a step back, because I was getting to that point where I was doing stuff without any thought or reasoning. And I think that's where people get that stigma with the teenagers there. What is that word? Y'all know I'm good with I'm good with, like, what is that word? But people are very, like, teenagers are so they just impulsive, right? Impulsive. I'm glad I found the word. Teenagers are so impulsive, and I think, you know, they have that stigma because I feel like we never were able to given that step back, or, you know, how adults are given that time to grieve, right? I feel like with kids, we're always so like, oh, it doesn't matter, it's not that serious. But to them, that's their world, right? Like, whatever they're going through, whatever they're feeling, that the emotions are so intensified. Why not allow them to take a step back in some shape, way, or form, or offer them help? Serious help. I'm not talking about, like, you know, help as in, like, guidance. Not medication and therapy, unless it gets that to that point. I'm not knocking anybody who had to do that. I'm, you know, glad you're healthy now. But guidance, understanding, non-judgmental understanding and guidance, you know, and acceptance, because that's all they really want. That's all they really want to feel. It's acceptance, like somebody really is listening to me, what I'm going through. So, I, you know, I that's what I felt like was the biggest thing that started my teenage years, and unfortunately it was my mental health, the decline of it at the time. That was what it was. I realized that I was suffering from anxiety at, I think I was in like eighth grade, ninth grade. I realized, you know, oh, the, you know, the intense emotions, or the sweaty palms, the stomach aches, oh my gosh, the cloudy brain, the crying. I was having anxiety attacks. I couldn't breathe at some point, you know. I would just go to the bathroom and have to, you know, figure out how to breathe. I was like, okay, so anxiety attacks. Now I have to deal with anxiety, you know. Everything seemed so, like, too much for me. And that's how I started off my teenage years. And unfortunately, it had to be like that. But I'm glad I went through that. Because after everything was said and done, I knew, like, I never wanted to feel like that again. Like, I always needed control over, in a good way, not a bad way, but I needed control over how I was feeling, right? And I never wanted to be in a position where I didn't know what was going on with my mind, with how I was feeling and my decision making. I did not want to have a moment where I just did not know. And that's how I felt when I, you know, became a teenager. I felt like I had these decisions to make for myself and I didn't know where to go, and certain thoughts, I didn't know what they were. You know, I just wasn't clear on that. And I think that's, you guys know me, I'm big on mental health. I feel like that's a topic that needs to be constantly talked about with teens. Hey, are you feeling okay? Not even just that, but like the habits. You should notice habits within these teenagers to know what they may be going through, or if they have anxiety, or if they having issues coping. You need to notice that. Whether a friend, a parent, a loved one, you need to know that. But, you know, that's unfortunately what I had to go through as a kid. Even though I had a great support system at the time, my mom was amazing. You know, I didn't put her through that much, but man, was my mental health just, I can't even describe it to y'all. And she really, you know, took the time to really try to sit and understand me, like take a step out of her shoes and, you know, being mom, like, okay, let me figure out why she's acting the way she's acting, or what's wrong. Like, what is wrong? You know, and she took that time to figure that out. And I'm so appreciative of her. We can say mental health has a lot to do with hormonal changes happening inside your body. We're growing up, we're growing things and new things and experiencing, feeling new things. So that can be a reason, but I'm not all into science like that, y'all. I think it's just like you go through shit at certain ages. It's certain stages in your life where you experience the same thing for what feels like forever, but it's just, that's that season, because it needs to mold you in order for you to be ready for the next. Another, I feel like the second stage of my teenage years was definitely friends. I'm not gonna say I never was good at making friends. I was likable. I can say that now. I never had issues with anybody. Not really. Minor, you know what I mean? But I was pretty likable and I got along with a lot of people. I just wasn't as adventurous when it came to friends. It's not that I was burnt in any way by anybody, but it was just like, I don't know. That was just something. After already having anxiety around my mental health, I had anxiety about meeting new people already. You know what I mean? Like, just knowing that they can bring certain things and aspects into my circle that I'm not ready to experience or go through. And that's always, I was just scared of the unknown, you know, making friends and inviting shit into your circle that you're not ready for. And I want to say that's okay. If you feel that way now, oh my gosh, it's okay. But if you feel like it's hindering you from growing in that department with your social life, then okay, you know, maybe you're taking it too far. But if you feel like it's just the right amount of precaution, I see no issue. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that because I did that, but you know, I think friends as a teenager meant so much, you know, like, whoa, I have a best friend. Like, that holds a lot of weight. It's like you married. Like, it was as if that was your husband. Like, you were, this is a commitment. Okay. This was a commitment. You had a best friend or a friend in any way, or your friend group. Oh my gosh, that was everything. That was everything at that time. You wake up and you think about that person. Is she gonna be at school? Is he gonna be at school? Like, that's my best buddy. Like, that's that. I'm a ride or die for this person. Yup. I knew the lingo. But for lifers, like, that was what it was, man. That was serious. And you know, our parents with through that time was like, okay, who you hang around with is a depiction of you. We all, you know, we all remember that. And it, you know, at 20 years, you can, now you understand, right? Like, that shit was, it was real. They were talking some truth. Because it's like, you had no business hanging around with certain people. And I feel like it has to be allowed, though, like, in some way. You know, I'm not saying hang around with no drug addicts or nothing, like, or people that are going to get you in major trouble. But if you are experimenting with friends healthily, healthily, is that a word? In a healthy way, in a safe way, then meet people, you know, by all means. Your teenage years, on, you know, they go by so fast. And I'm the one to tell you that. They go by so fast. And if you want to experience and meet new people, then do that. I think people fall into this trap of, what's that word? I'm with it again, y'all. I'm sorry. Fall into that trap of, like, idolizing people. And I can understand where that's just unhealthy. But it's like, it's like, you know, you have a stove in front of you as a kid, right? And you're so curious, you want to touch it because it's red, it glows. Or if you had a gas stove, you want to touch the flame. And you can't really tell a baby no. They just got to experience it. Get burnt one time, they're not going to do that shit again, right? Same thing with friends. Same thing with friends. You're going to meet those people that you're like, whoa. Even at 13, 14, you meet those people, them kids that you're just like, whoa, they got a lot going on. I don't think I'm going to be friends. Yeah. And you pick your friends accordingly. So, you know what I mean? You got to go through it. We all going to go through it. We're going to go through those fake friends. We're going to go through those people that are verbally abusive to you as a friend. And I want to get into that too. Maybe on the next episode. Because that shit is real. That's real life. You know, you're going to get those friends that are secretly jealous of you and who want, are sometimes, are somehow sabotaging whatever you got going on, you know. So I think back then, for my generation and before that, it was harder to realize certain things. But I feel like this generation, now that they have social media, now they hear about these things and they see these things on Shade Room Teens or whatever, now they're more able to, they have the ability to decide, right? And they're not as in the dark as us, because, you know, Shade Room was not popping like that when I was a teenager, young adult, whatever. So I feel like now they have more room to decipher. We didn't have that, but either way, I just want to say that shit is real, okay? Go through that friend phase. It's going to be okay. And you're going to cry over some people. And you're going to fight some people. But that's just what it is. And you're even going to somehow look back when you're older at those people that you were friends with that you may have did wrong, right? Or you feel like you could have been a better friend. And it's going to help you grow and find people that you really do love. And that's a friend now in your adult age where you're like, okay, now I know how to treat you. And again, the process just keeps continuing on and you continue to flourish. So, you know, I'm not gonna make that a big segment, because it's like you gotta learn that. for yourself, for sure. There's so many different types of people, and if I was to talk about how many friends you're gonna meet and the types of friends, we'll be here all night. And I'm not trying to hold y'all up, you know. But if you have any questions, you can definitely DM me or message me, whatever y'all gotta do to get in contact with me. I'm on all socials. So yeah, we're gonna take a little break and we'll be right back. Okay, so we talked about mental health, friends. Those are my first two segments. And my third and last segment on my teenage recap definitely has to be relationships. I hate talking about relationships, if you have not known by now. That's not my forte. I don't talk about it on this podcast because I'm in a relationship now, of almost 2 years. I kind of just fell into it. You know, I can't tell you guys how I got here and what I used and what prayer I used for this man. I don't have the sweetie prayer or the Sierra prayer. Like, I don't have it. Please don't ask me for advice because I don't know. And so if we fast forward, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago to teenage Layla. Like when I got my first boyfriend, this was definitely new territory. Okay. I was never boy crazy. When I was younger, I was never boy crazy. I never thought, I knew what a boyfriend was. I knew people around me had boyfriends, whatever they were when you're in elementary school, middle school. But that's not what I don't know. And I'm sure I was in these little cute little 2-day relationships in 8th grade, 7th grade, you know. But I just never, for me, I never took that serious. And maybe because I'm selfish, the older I get and I look back at that situation, how I was with boys back then. And maybe I was selfish because I really just did not give a crap. I was never that consumed. But when I got my first boyfriend, which was in high school, I was just starting high school. I got my first boyfriend, lost my virginity, all the whole nine. I think that was when I was just I feel like I had all the answers for myself. And I know that sounds so asshole-ish and just snooty. But no, for real, after dealing with him and going through that whole transition, all the way up until I was 18, graduated high school, was still with dude, and was, you know, doing what I had to do. I just realized what I wanted out of a guy. And sometimes it take people, from what I hear, it could take a woman some time to figure that out, or it could take her real just, you know, fast, like me, I guess. I don't want to say I have it all together. I'm an experienced person, right? I know what I like and what I don't like based off the experience I went through. And that's just how I take it. Now I know what I'm looking for in a guy and what I don't want off of my last relationship. And then I found me a guy accordingly. I didn't find him. He kind of fell into my lap. But, you know, I knew what I knew why I should pursue him. So, you know, I want to say it was a big part of my teenage years because, like I said, that was my first boyfriend. That was where emotions was really heightened, thinking I love dude in some way. And I was never that over the top, but it was really private to me. I kept it so sacred and private, even though he caused me a lot of depression and anxiety. Lord, man, what? Oh my gosh, behind closed doors, I kept the whole situation just very sacred, private. And I don't know, y'all. I thought that's what you're supposed to do when you like a guy, you love somebody, you know, you keep that to yourself, you don't ever, you know, see bad or wrong in them. And I had to quickly grow out of that, of course. You know, that's not healthy. And it really did consume most of my teenage years as well. So mental health and relationships. And y'all, if I'm gonna tell you this now, if you're a teenager, you're going into a relationship and you also have, you know, identity problems, mental health issues, anxiety, girl, let me focus on one or the other. Hear me out. I know I sound like your mom. Pick a struggle, boo. And I'm not trying to be funny with y'all, but for real, pick a struggle. You know, if you are 16, 17 right now, about to graduate, not about to go, oh Lord, you in your junior year, what? Or you about to graduate high school. You about to be a senior, girl. Pick. You know, like, dude gonna be there. You could go on little dates and stuff, but you want a relationship right now? You just pick a struggle. You know what I mean? If you are ready, you have to be 100% ready to deal with that. And 9 times out of 10, I hate to crash your bubble and pop it and stomp on it, but he's not ready. He is not ready. Mayday, mayday, red flag. He is not ready. He doesn't even know how to do that. You know what I mean? You guys are just... And if you choose to do both, be willing and accepting of that person if they mess up. Meaning, if he does not call you back tomorrow, okay? Or he doesn't call you back 30 minutes after... His mom took his phone. We're not... Let me stop playing with y'all. I'm not trying to be funny. I sound such a, like a bitch. But for real, like, just allow yourself the peace, okay? Because relationships are hard work. And you have to have time. You have to make time for them. And if you're not able to even make time for yourself right now, a relationship is not the right thing. In my teenage years, it consumed my life. Because... that's what I chose to do. I chose to go to school and then come home, deal with my home issues and my mental health issues, and also deal with a boy that was young and, you know, flirty, and then also bring sex into it. And I, you know, you just have to be ready for all that, because it could really just turn everything sour. Like, the whole year for you, girl. And, you know, you gotta be ready, have a mature head on your shoulders. And I that's what I didn't have. And that's why I want to say consume most of my teenage years, for real. Because I feel like I was, and I hate to say it now, but, like, it's the truth. I was very much idolizing this guy. You know, that took up my time, a lot of time. And I allowed it to. And I was happy. I was, like, in La La Land, for real. Like most, I'm not going to say nobody goes through this and this is like, oh girl, you know, I only went. No, I'm sure it's a billion other girls did, but I'm just being real with you. I was dumb, you know, and nothing's wrong with being dumb. As long as you look back and be like, okay, yeah, I was a dummy, but I took my clown wig, shoes, nose off once I hit a certain age, and I'm doing right now. And that's all that matters. I think as a woman, it's easy to let a man, I hate saying this, you know, but it's easy to let a man really decipher and challenge what you may think, who you may think you are, and what, you know, your morals, okay, are. It all it can take sometimes is a man, okay? And being weak-minded and not aware, that could be your first time. I never want to be the bitch to be like, oh, because men are just like that, you know what I mean? They're going to take everything and turn it upside down for you. No, like, at a young age, we weren't picking, and it was nothing to pick from, you know, that we weren't picking that. You know, we weren't picking level-headed men, right? We weren't picking that. And we didn't have a lot to choose from. We weren't actively dating and meeting people in different places. Unless you're able to do that at a young age. I don't know. But, you know, it was very... We experimented. You know, from people from my hometown or our school. You know, local. You know what I mean? Boys. 16, 17. Ain't never been in no relationship. Never been married. We know, right? You hear what I'm saying. So, it's only... it's only right for you to get in a cute little relationship with this person and then just really have it take up your whole life. It consumes you. And just like Friends, man. Just like Friends, you idolize these people and boom, you in a spot where you never thought you'd be. Okay? You never thought you'd be. And especially when you bring sex into a relationship at a young age, and you're not where you want to, you're not even where you are supposed to be mentally, right? Because I wanted to correct myself from the last time what I said about mental health. I'm not saying that you always have it all together, okay? And I'm not saying that you knew your identity. When I say like loss of identity, I meant like you never really had a chance to figure out who you were, right? Like you don't even know who you were. You come out of childhood, jump into adolescence, and then you're just like, I guess this is who I am. Like, and that's why everything seems so scary, and you know what I said. So when I say, you know, to focus on what you're going through now, just focus on that, you know, who you want to be, what you want to improve on, you know, because you guys are old enough at teenage years, you're at adolescent years, you're able to understand some of that stuff. Like, this is where I want to be, right? This is how I want to feel. This is what I want to do. Focus on those things. And if you feel like a relationship is going to help you with that, then go ahead. I feel like sex either way, and I hate when adults be like, don't ask that when you were a kid. There is, let me let y'all in on a little secret. You have adults who are grown as hell, I promise you, grown as hell, who still don't know how to have relationship and add sex onto that, okay? So they still confuse themselves. They still let sex jumble everything up. So don't let them. If you feel like you know how to do it, boo, I'm talking about this, you know, 18 and up people, 17 up, because I know y'all young doing this shit. If you feel like you can handle both, then do that. But don't ever let a motherfucking 30-year-old person tell you that they had it all together and that's why they can have sex with men. And they're not, they like, what? Let's be real. Sex messes everything up. It jumbles shit up. The emotions get tied in, all that. And don't ever think that just because you're 18 having sex in a relationship that for some reason, oh, dang, it's going to be different. No, listen, the only thing different is y'all ages at that point, okay? Sex can still be a determinant factor, a huge factor when you're 30 and up, 20 and up. I promise you, it still messes shit up. Okay? And you're still going to find men at 20 up, 25, 30 up that are still messing shit up. You're still going to find women that are still messing shit up. I promise you. And relationships, unfortunately, still are a big factor even after you get out of your teenage years. We all want somebody to love. We love love. You know what I mean? We like to feel good. We like to be around somebody we, you know, we like. It don't change. It does not change. So I can't sit on this podcast and be like, oh, relationships was not a factor for me in my teenage recap. It definitely was. I just was never the type to openly talk about my relationships unless it was with my close friends. And even then, I didn't say a lot. Until recently, to one of my best friends, I'm like, yeah, dude did this, or this dude did that. Or when I went on dates and I realized, like, oh my gosh, this is what the dating pool consists of, and this is what I have to go through. Yeah, man, like, you know, I came in the game early, okay? But I'm not there yet. I do have a boyfriend of almost 2 years now. It's about to be 2 years. That can be short for some people or long for others. But for me, it's pretty long. And this is like an adult. I can't even say it. Golly. This is like an adult relationship, right? Like, there's no... We got bills. Like, there's no, like, freedom to just talk shit or argue. There's no, you know, of course we argue, we're a couple, but it's like an adult relationship, you know, like, shit, y'all tired after work, you know, shit. y'all got bills, you got stuff to handle, you know, so it's a little bit, it holds more weight, you know. This is when you get an adult relationship, you're, I hope, you know, are looking for marriage in the long run, or a life partner, or whatever you guys want to call it. I know there's so many beautiful terms to put on relationships, a free relationship, whatever you guys would, you know, want to call it, you know, so it definitely holds more weight. So yes, a relationship definitely is my third and final. Ooh, Lord. That's the last thing. But please do not think that I am talking about relationships after this, unless you guys ask questions, because I don't know where to go. Like, I can't make a podcast. I don't see myself making a podcast episodes about all things relationships. I don't have a clue. I am not the genie. I really don't know the answers to some of y'all relationship questions. And I'm sorry. Yup, y'all just listened to episode 4, Speak France. I want to sound like a jazz person on the radio, late night talk show back in the day.
You could just listen to the episode 4 of Speak France on Smooth Jazz, Speak France Radio.
I hope I don't sound like a man. I have a really deep voice. Okay, this is where I do my little bloopers now. Because I feel like in the episode I gotta be a little bit serious. Suit jacket. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys for the next episode, episode 5. I hope y'all ready. See you soon.